This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guess is Kim Daniels. Kim and her husband pastor a church in Jacksonville, Florida, called the Spoken Word Ministries, where things happen, where people get set free. The few churches in America have the knowledge to set people free. They've had homosexuals, witches, mentally deranged people set free through the power of God. On yesterday's broadcast, Kim, we found out that you had a grandmother by the name of Big Mama, that literally she was blind in both eyes, and you as a little child would escort her, be her eyes for her, so to speak, so she could knife people. You got into drugs, you got into prescription drugs, you were a star athlete, you qualified for the Olympic trials, and you joined the Army. And in the Army, by the way, I still don't know how they accepted you in the Army. You were high on crack cocaine, and you told them, and they still accepted you.
I just know that that was a miracle of God. Because with the level of drugs that I had used the night before, even as the recruiter was picking me up, I was taking my last hit, peeping out the window. And so even for me to get in the Army, it was a move of God. I believe that God had to get me in there because I would have died on the streets quick at the rate I was going.
Why would you have died?
Because I never thought and had no fear of death. It was the rate that I was going, and the people that I was hanging around, most of them are either dead now, have AIDS, or are doing life or death in prison.
Did you do any drugs at all in the Army? Did you sell any drugs in the Army?
One time I did drugs, and that was after being in the Army for quite some time. God always kept me away from my old environment, and as soon as I went back to my old environment, I was not delivered at the time. I met up with the drug dealer that started me on drugs, and he just the reason was to give me a little drug so I could make some quick money one time, and I snorted a little bit and gave it to one of my soldiers that was under me, sold some to him, and he got busted with the same drugs that I sold to him.
And you told me you actually escorted this person to prison?
I was the escort. I was the only escort of this young man, who was a very big young man. And my mind just played tricks with me. I couldn't imagine. I thought it was a setup. But I knew that I had sold drugs to that young man. And I believe that it was the hand of God that was showing me what my destiny was. And I escorted him into military prison. Is nothing to play with. And when I escorted him in there and I saw how he was being treated, I literally broke down because I knew that that should have been me in his place.
Hmm. How did you come to know Jesus?
Well, I thank God for the intercession of the saints. No one ever witnessed to me that. I don't remember many people witnessing to me about Jesus. And the few Christians that I did know, they never asked me, do you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because I dressed real, you know, loose. You know, I talk real bad, smoke cigarettes, curse. And they never really would say, would you like to accept Jesus Christ? I don't remember that. But there was a man that would ride by on a bicycle. And somebody told me that his mind wasn't right or something, but he came to my house and he said, God wants, I was selling my house, getting ready to go overseas, and he said, God wants to use your house to house homeless people. And I was like, this neighborhood is not a neighborhood to house homeless people. And he was saying, God wants to use this house. He said, can I walk through your house? And he walked through my house, and God showed me later that this man was praying. And even, you know, he never said anything, but God wants your house. And I never will forget that this man came through on a bicycle. And I remember him moving his lips and saying little crazy stuff out of his mouth. But I was just trying to get my contract signed that he could buy the house. And my realtor said, honey, that man is deranged. He can't buy your house. But a couple of months after that man left my house, I gave my life to Jesus Christ after seeing a movie called A Thief in the Night.
I'm familiar with that. But why did that have such an impact on you, that movie?
Well, I really believe that man came in and just did intercession on the behalf of my house. And God showed me later that it wasn't that physical house that God wanted to house homeless people. It was my house that God was looking for. And that man had faith, and he was walking through there, and I can remember him praying in the spirit. And I believe that he just broke up some things. And within months, when I was getting ready to go overseas in the military, we saw that movie, and my eyes just opened. So I just began, no one witnessed to me. I just said the prayer that was on the movie. It just came to me, you are on your way to hell. You're a sinner. Jesus is coming back soon, and when he come back, you're not going with him. And me and my oldest son, we accepted Jesus in our heart, and that was the beginning of it for our family.
And you found yourself going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to a Kenneth Hagin camp meeting, and there was a prayer meeting in the hotel you were staying at. And what happened?
Well, you know, I was having a lot of demonic manifestation in my life, a lot. A spirit of fear.
Like what?
Like,
yeah, they're used to it. You can say
Well, when I was sleeping in my bed and I woke up and like monkey arms came from every side of the bed and pinned me down in the bed. And when I tried to call on Jesus, a voice said, shut up. And then something slapped my mouth and it just had like a little side opening. And I was trying to call on Jesus out of the side of my mouth. And the devil just kept saying, shut up, he can't help you. And then when it let me go, I got up and the lights were blinking off and on in the house. And I mean, I just started seeing a lot of supernatural stuff going on, lights going around on the wall when it was dark. And it just,
listen, you were tough. You weren't afraid of anything. Were you afraid of that?
A spirit of fear came on me. I was a staff sergeant in the United States Army. I would not go to my house to get my clothes. I had soldiers to go with me that worked under me, and I would go sleep on the floor in the barracks for about 2 weeks.
So you knew there was a problem. You went to this camp meeting, but then you wandered into a prayer meeting at your hotel. What happened there?
When I walked into the room, these were Baptist people, by the way. There was a group of Baptist people in there, but they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they were praying in the Spirit. And I felt like I walked in heaven. I never heard anything so beautiful. They were all singing different languages, but it sounded like one voice.
Had you heard people speak in unknown tongues before?
I had, but there was something about the unity that these people were in, and this, I just felt like I gotta have that. And then a prophet, a young guy, walked in to the room. These are all ladies. A young man walked in, and somebody gave a tongue, and somebody gave an interpretation, and the word was, there is an unclean spirit amongst us. And I knew it was me. Something on the inside of me said, it's you. Tell them. They said it. So I stepped, God said, step into the middle of the circle. And I stepped into the middle of the circle. And I told them, I said, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to pray in the Spirit like you guys. And the guy just laid hands on me and said, loose her in the name of Jesus. I levitated. I was thrown all around the floor. And I was set free.
When you say you levitated, did you literally come up off the floor?
I came up off the floor. I was thrown all around the room. The spirits came out of me. But I came up praying in the most beautiful prayer language that you've ever heard. And I was totally set free. It was miraculous.
You know the difference. Some people listening, they don't know. But you know the difference between being bound, being a Christian, being still bound, and then being set free.
I had already given my heart to Jesus. Nobody can tell me that I had given my, and I just didn't know what to do to serve him. And I was new in Christ. I was in a foreign country. I was living in Germany. But when I flew to Kenneth Hagin cigarette service, I flew there with a case of cigarettes. When I left there not cursing anymore. And with a moment, I left there not smoking cigarettes anymore. I left there with a clear mind, the peace of God, praying in tongues. And I left there with a hunger for God and a thirst for God that words cannot describe right now. It's just that I went to my house. I got rid of all my old albums. Anything that was not like Jesus, I just did not want anything but him. Nothing else mattered.
Now, when you left and went back into your job in the military, this was in Germany?
Yes, in Frankfurt, Germany.
I understand you were a terror to the devil.
Well, when I went back, first of all, I met some Christians before I went to Kenneth Hagin, and I told them, I tried to tell them that I had given my heart to Jesus, but I looked really rough, I guess, to them with a cigarette hanging out of my mouth. My hair was punk. You know, I probably say a curse word every other word, and I was trying to tell them, hey, I just got saved. You know, all I knew is that Jesus had come into my heart.
There's, you know, people like you were are going to be flooding churches in America. There's going to be such a move of God's Spirit. So these Christians were not that helpful to you.
And I was trying to ask them because I kept hearing about I needed the Holy Ghost. I kept hearing this. And when I was asking them about it, none of them could really explain to me. And I told them, I was joking with them. I said, I'm going to Kenneth Hagin. When I come back, I'm going to teach you about the Holy Ghost. I was joking. But I really did come back and do that. And I started a Bible study there. And people were coming out of comas, getting filled with the Holy Ghost, getting delivered. And I didn't even know what I was doing.
Tell me the first person you prayed for that had an evil spirit that needed to be delivered.
Well, I've never heard of delivering anybody from an evil spirit, but I was in a hospital. I was a staff sergeant and another staff sergeant. This was during Desert Storm. I was left back with all of the pregnant, the sick, and all, you know, to handle the problems. And this young lady called me because babies had started dying in the barracks, you know, that week, that maybe 2 week span, maybe three babies died. And, you know, a lot of the pregnant girls, the babies were dying. And another baby got sick, and this girl was scared, and she would call me in to pray for her at the hospital. And by this time, everybody know that, you know, literally they were calling me a witch. Most of the Christians said I was a witch because of the power that I was walking in. They were saying, God, don't do all that. And when I went into the hospital to pray with this girl, I just laid hands on her, and there were some Christians in the room from the church that I don't want to get into it now, but this church had a problem with me. All these people were coming out of the church getting filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, just in a Bible study. And they were saying, you better shut it down. But they were in the room. The girl fell on the floor and looked up with her eyes rolled back in her head, smoke coming out of her mouth, her face cracking. And she was talking in demonic voices, mocking the Holy Spirit, saying hallelujah. And if all of the Christians were on the wall. And I was looking at this girl, and right before, when I started to get scared, the Holy Spirit said, in my name, they should cast out devils. And I noticed that I said,
hold that thought, Ms. Booker. You need her book, Against All Odds. People are being set free from reading this book. It's a most amazing story of her life, but teaching worked throughout. You'll see things you never realized about yourself. We're making the book available for $12 postage paid. Call or write today, Against All Odds.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.